2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning, KSL News Time 514. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the prices of flights right now might feel astronomically high, especially if you're booking for Christmas. And they are high, but only compared to last year. Experts say we're almost back to pre-pandemic levels, and it's causing sticker shock. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
Second, the family of a skier in an accident at Brighton Resort earlier this week says the 61-year-old man has passed away. Third, we'll keep an eye on that drive, brought to you by Zions Bank, the official bank of the Utah Jazz.
Looking good so far. No crashes to report and light traffic volumes. Even in the canyons, we've got dry road conditions. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine, 47. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 28 in Salt Lake City with KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The World Health Organization is set to meet today to discuss a new variant of COVID-19 that was first spotted in South Africa. Scientists say it's concerning because of its high number of mutation and its rapid spread in South Africa. Christian Lindmeier with the WHO says,
it will take a few weeks for us to understand what impact this variant has.
European Union's all proposing a ban on flights from South Africa. The UK has already put that ban into effect. This has triggered a global financial sell-off, Dow futures down more than 800 points. Black Friday arrives with many shoppers returning to stores. That's welcome news for store owners like Kirsten Gesdahl in South Dakota.
We're really looking forward to this weekend. I think it will be a really good idea of what the rest of the season will look like.
But ABC's M. Nguyen warns there may not be as many deals to go around for shoppers.
On this second Black Friday of the pandemic, many stores are feeling the brunt of supply chain issues. Shoppers can expect a triple whammy with fewer deals, more items out of stock, and shipping delays. And with inflation at a 30-year high, some gifts are 5 to 17% more expensive than last year.
Power's been shut off to more than 50,000 in Southern California to try to prevent wildfires. A case of strong winds. There are more than 70,000 without power Thursday.
Many areas where the power has been turned off may not get it back until Friday night, when it's expected the winds will calm down. Carl Pride has no electricity. His take on it is it's better to have no power on Thanksgiving than wildfires burning homes.
I suppose I'd rather have excess wind and less power than be burned out of my house and home.
And with that, the wind ripped off his baseball cap. So far, firefighters have stopped a bunch of small fires here before they've blown up.
That's ABC's Alex Stone. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, it's time now for the KSL In-Depth. Stores here in Utah are just starting to open for Black Friday deals, but shopping started long before this morning. Here's ABC's Brian Clark.
Online shopping alone between November 1st and this past Tuesday already hit $72.2 billion, up 20% from last year.
The concern that consumers have around shortages and not being able to get their products in time for the season, that's really driving a lot of the survey spending.
Vivek Pandya is an analyst at Adobe, tracking all these shopping numbers.
Consumers are having to deal with an online inflationary environment that they typically don't have to deal with during this time of the year. So they are seeing weaker discounts, they're seeing shortages.
Out of stock messages are up by more than 200% compared with pre-pandemic numbers. ABC's Becky Worley says some of the hottest sellers, toys, video games, and books.
Hottest gifts so far have been the Oculus virtual reality headset. We've also seen Nerf toys and the AirPod Pros.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
Yeah, there's some interesting things because of the supply chain problems. First of all, it might be a boom for brick and mortars, they're saying, because people just don't want to take a chance on ordering online and not being able to get it in. And so even if they can't find the gift that they originally were looking for, if they can find something on the shelf that they can actually grab and put into a basket or a bag, it might be something better than nothing under the tree for Christmas. So the retailers trying to balance this record holiday sales prediction with the supply chain constraints, which is going to make for an interesting holiday. By the numbers, though, they predict that nearly 2 million more people, or a total of 158.3 million, will shop this weekend alone compared with last year. Still, that's down from 165.3 million people who shopped over the same weekend in 2019 before the pandemic. Something to watch over the next few days. And that is the in-depth at 15 and 45. It is 519. Let's see how things are doing on the roads out there, shall we? Brought to you by Zions Bank, the official bank of the Utah Jazz, and Andy Farnsworth back at the traffic center this morning. Good to have you.
Thanks, Tim. And it's actually been a good start this morning. I don't think that'll surprise anybody who's up and about. In fact, I only saw like five cars on my drive-in. And that's to be expected. Not really even the kind of the shopping crush that we normally see on a Black Friday, at least so far, at any rate. I see a little bit of heavier traffic over on State Street near 5300 South. But again, none of this is delay. And so far, no crashes. What exactly is SRE.com? Imagine your 15-year fixed-rate mortgage at 1.55% APR. That's SRE.com. Visit SRE.com today. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. We know today's going to be another nice day, although it's going to be a little on the cold side. What about the rest of the 7-day period? Let's go back to Grant Wayman.
Partly cloudy skies today. Temperatures in the 40s. It's going to be about it, 47. Tomorrow, sunshine at 46, and then it warms up a little bit for Sunday, up to 51 that day, and lots of sunshine. Hazy sunshine on Monday with a high of 51, and really more of the same for the rest of the week. Highs near 50 Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Let's see. How about 22 degrees in Vernal, 23 in Price. Moab has 22 degrees, and in Salt Lake City this hour, it's 28. We're talking a second ago about Black Friday and what is or what is not on store shelves. Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news this afternoon on your way home between 3 and 7 o'clock. We'll be exploring all of this from furniture to electronics to clothing and more. Make sure to listen in to Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news today. He'll break it all down for you on KSL News Radio. Speaking of breaking it down, something's breaking down our markets on the futures this morning. The Dow is off 800 points. That's 2.2%. We'll take a closer look at that and the rest of your money news coming up in just a minute.
Hey, guys, no pressure here, but if you really want to make this the best holiday ever, ask her already. What's more romantic than a holiday proposal? Come to Shane Company to see our amazing selection of unique engagement rings, crafted to last forever. Our warranty is free for a lifetime, and it even covers the center stone. No matter your budget, we'll help you create the perfect ring. We also have rings already set with a center stone, ready to go. And let's talk about center stones. All of our diamonds are conflict-free and natural, handpicked for their beauty. And Tom Shane personally selects our rubies and sapphires in Bangkok. We have so many center stones to choose from. Plus, we're a direct importer, which means we pass the savings on to you. All right, guys, make it happen.
Book a virtual or an in-store appointment with a non-commissioned jewelry consultant. Or just drop by the store. Check our website for hours. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
From a recovery program to a place to lay your head at night with breakfast, lunch, and dinner served every day. That's Rescue Mission of Salt Lake. You can help. Visit RescueSaltLake.org.
How do you make your living?
Are you part of an organization that really makes a positive difference in the community?
Do you have flexibility to work from home?
If not, maybe you should be. You should know that it's better at Bonneville.
It's better at Bonneville.
Okay, here's why.
We're a media company with incredible reach.
And a mission to make the world a better place.
We operate best-in-class media brands like KSL,
FM 100.3,
and 103.5 The Arrow.
We offer great benefits. And we have great people.
Actually, the best people.
And we're hiring.
If you've got experience in fields like social media, broadcast journalism,
human resources, digital sales,
or if you're just someone awesome with great skills who's ready to do something better,
visit Bonneville.com and apply.
That's Bonneville.com.
You can be your best here.
Because it's better at Bonneville.
Because it's better at Bonneville.
Because it's better at Bonneville. Visit Bonneville.com and apply today.
Visit Bonneville.com and apply today.
Watching Utah's Money this morning brought to you by Trajan Wealth. The Dow futures plunged 800 points overnight over fears of that new COVID variant out of South Africa. South Africa's health minister told reporters that the variant, which will likely be referred to by the Greek letter NU, appears to be behind a spike in infections, although they just aren't sure at this point. And they don't think there's any new cases of that variant in Europe. However, they're going to continue to take a closer look at it and see what we can find out over the next few days and weeks. KSL Drive's writers say that Uber and Lyft are charging a lot more than they used to, in some cases double. Experts say you can expect high prices through the holidays, driven in part by demand and a shortage of drivers. And for two of America's most well-known retailers, today could mark their last Black Friday ever. Hard to believe, at least in my lifetime, Sears and Kmart, which merged in 2005, today, there are just 21 Sears stores left and only 6 Kmarts. Let's see what's happening with those markets right now. The Dow still down 757 points. That's 2.12%. The S&P is off 73, 1.5%. The NASDAQ, which really has had a rough ride as of late with the tech stocks, is down another 122.5 this morning, or 0.75%. So what happens when these kinds of things take place in the markets? Gold skyrockets. Price of gold is up $25.40 an ounce above 1,800. It's 1,809.80. And crude oil on its way down because the fear is now that demand for gasoline and oil may also be down if there's another variant that's causing some problems. So it's off by almost $5 a barrel at $73.41. We're going to keep an eye on that throughout the morning at 25 and 55 past the hour. Just a reminder, markets close early today because it is Black Friday. Many people not at work. So a little earlier close, I think, around noontime. But we'll follow it for you here on KSL. One more look at how the traffic is doing in this half hour is up next. KSL News Time 526.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.